美国副总统哈里斯下周访问东南亚，以推进双边关系，协调应对中国扩张。美军继续在喀布尔协助撤离，白宫与国务院对阿富汗局势持续高度关注。美国民众看待阿富汗局势角度各有不同，但大都觉得美国有义务持续解救难民。各位观众大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收看美国观察。阿富汗局势急转直下，暴力和混乱也随之而来。连日来，美国政府面对批评声浪，而白宫与国务院都反驳了有关美国疏散和撤退计划不周的抨击。今天我们将会邀请美国之音驻白宫和国务院记者来介绍详情。另外，美国观察的节目热线已经开通，欢迎您拨打0021-202-920-4990，给我们留言，与我们分享您对节目的看法，告诉我们您希望看到的节目内容。一起来关注今天的新闻。美国副总统卡马拉·哈里斯预定下周访问东南亚，这是美国对东南亚外交攻势的最新举措。专家认为，这一访问将有助于拜登总统在一个拥有 6.6 亿人口的关键而又心怀忐忑的地区与中国进行影响力上的竞争。白宫一位发言人表示，哈里斯将访问地区金融中心新加坡以及越战时的敌国越南。发言人西蒙·桑德斯说，哈里斯将与两国政府就安全、气候变化、新冠疫情以及共同努力强化以规则为基础的国际秩序等议题进行会谈。美国驻东盟代表团发表的一项声明指出，此类互动在美国有关一个自由开放的亚印太愿景中扮演关键角色。加拿大有关中国电信巨头华为公司的首席财务官孟晚舟引渡案的听证会在星期三结束。孟晚舟的命运现在掌握在加拿大不列颠哥伦比亚省最高法院的副首席大法官希瑟·霍姆斯的手中。霍姆斯已经将下次听证会的日期定在10月21号，届时他将就何时可以做出裁决给出更明确的时间表。孟晚舟将等待法官对他的案件作出裁决，辩方可以对裁决提出上诉，这意味着此案可能会持续数年的时间才会有结果。美国之音记者坦奇姆自阿富汗巨变以来一直关注等待撤离的各国侨民和当地难民，他也采访了目前基本安全的少数族裔和前政府官员，大家处于巨大的不确定感之中，对塔利班的承诺心存疑惑。塔利班掌权之后立场的变化和内部可能出现的争权夺利将带来高度风险，人们也担心遭遇报复。
So I talked to a lot of minoritiesHazaras, for example, I talked to government officials, and they said, well, for now we're safe. For now, Taliban are not doing anything to us. But once they've taken over the government officially, and once they've solidified their hold on the city, how do we know they're not going to go home to home searching for us? And then, you know, in the name of justice or whatever, you know, retribution, either killing us or...in other way harming us. So there is this huge sense of uncertainty, and that's the uncertainty that's causing this run on the airport, this rush to get out of the country as soon as you can. A different anxiety also stems from the fact that people are not sure that Taliban will stick together. It's one thing fighting an insurgency and trying to...win a war. It's another thing when you are very close to power and you're about to get power. And people that I've talked to are afraid that when it comes time to actually getting power, various factions among the Taliban may start fighting among themselves on who's going to become what official. I don't even know yet whether Taliban are going to have, I mean, they're about to announce a government. There's going to be a press conference.Where I am, I cannot get it because I'm not getting the live stream. So I'm going to go on Twitter and check. So there's that fear about possible infighting, power struggle. You know, when you get close to power and you fought for so long, everybody wants a piece of it and everybody wants a bigger piece of it. So that's the other problem. And then The third issue for Afghans is that all of the NGOs who were working here, they've all pulled out. I mean, foreign embassies have been telling them for months to just leave. And some of them, even those who waited till the last, have almost all pulled out. I mean, those were also revenue streams for locals who got good salaries working with foreign NGOs, foreign governments, foreign embassies. A lot of them are pulling their international staff, you know, their citizens out of the country.
And those Afghan people who used to work for these NGOs and embassies and U.S. troops, are they under fear of being retaliated by the Taliban?
Some of them, definitely, especially those who worked for Americans, those who worked for Europeans, those who worked for Indians.
拜登总统周三表示，驻阿富汗的美国军队将留在那里，直到每个美国人都被撤离，即使这意味着在8月31号的撤军截止日期之后，仍要在那里保持军事存在。星期天，阿富汗塔利班武装闪电般地进入首都喀布尔，阿富汗总统加尼以及其核心团队逃离阿富汗，而与此同时，成千上万的人试图逃离喀布尔，暴力和混乱也随之而来。连日来，美国政府面对批评声浪，而白宫与国务院官员反驳了有关美国应该在疏散和撤退计划方面做得更多的抨击。今天我们邀请美国之音驻国务院记者站主任张荣香、白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍最新的消息，欢迎两位。
卡拉好，
卡拉你好。
耀毅，我想先请问你啊，我们知道这个塔利班进驻喀布尔夺取阿富汗政权之后，那拜登政府我们刚才也说到是面临很多的批评，给我们介绍一下拜登和白宫方面的反应是怎么样的？
是拜登总统呢，他在星期一就马上从这个戴维营呢回到了白宫，并且在白宫东厅呢召开了发表他的声明。他这样说呢，他说这个驻军在当地已经超过了已经有二十年的时间，也花费了超过10万亿美元。那阿富汗呢自己不来打的仗，不应该让美国的子弟兵来牺牲生命来打。他也说呢，这个仗已经经历过了两位共和党总统，两位民主党总统。那么现在呢，他愿意来承担撤军的责任，他不愿意把阿富汗的议题再留给下一位的总统的承担。不过他也承认说呢，的确塔利班的这个进展的速度呢，事态的变化是出乎意料。他说呢，这个原因是因为阿富汗的总统加尼弃国潜逃，而且阿富汗的军队呢，在很多时候根本就是不战而降，才会导致了现在塔利班这个大幅的进展。那他也这个拜登总统呢，他在18号的时候接受了美国 ABC 电视台专访的时候，也特别表示说呢，没有人料到阿富汗的30万大军轻易的就放弃了。那么他也说到呢，之前阿富汗总统加尼来到白宫的时候，还信誓旦旦的告诉他，阿富汗的军人会挺身保卫自己的国家。那现在他说呢，美国的情报显示，塔利班的确是有朝一日会来取得政权，但是没有人预期在今年的7、8月就会发生这样的事情。那说到这个撤离的方面呢，有很多的批评声浪说撤离做得不够好。那美国的国安顾问沙利文在这个星期二的白宫新闻简报会上则是表示说呢，其实美国政府在之前就已经通知了当地的侨民跟需要特殊签证的人说，请你们赶快准备，例如说需要签证的人赶快来申请，然后还有一些撤离的准备要赶快动身了，但是很多人却是迟迟没有行动。那么他说呢，这也可能如果他讲真的话，也是彰显说即使是一些在当地的人也没有意会到塔利班的行动会如此的迅速。那我们知道呢，这个拜登总统也特别提到了他今天的这个做法其实也是跟去年特朗普总统与塔利班达成的协议息息相关的。那他其实特朗普总统呢，他在今年的4月18号还特别发了新闻稿来批评拜登总统的撤军，因为原本他的撤军呢跟塔利班谈的是5月1号，拜登总统把他推迟到9月11号。那特朗普总统的新闻稿当中说呢，我们应该而且要尽早撤军，19年已经够了，太长也太久了，我尽可能要尽早撤军，我已经撤掉了数亿美元的设备，更重要的是我已经把美军从16000人减少到少于2000人， 所以呢，这个也是拜登总统现在在面对批评的时候说呢，因为当地的驻地美金是不够的，如果他要提早撤军的话，还要重新再增派美金，这样变成是增兵，那他并没有打算要这样做，因此呢才会可能又一方面又没有考虑到塔利班的进展如此神速，所以呢才造成了今天这样子的一个结果。好啦，
是姚毅，我们看到这个美国也采取了一些其他的反应哈。我们知道在这个阿富汗塔利班控制首都喀布尔之后呢，很快将会面临一场财政危机，那么这个国家存放在海外的资产还有原定的这些国际援助将会被冻结。那么像美国方面呢，已经是冻结了阿富汗政府存放在美国联邦储备委员会的这个大约70亿美元的资产，同时呢国际货币基金组织在塔利班占领喀布尔之后呢，也是做出决定要暂停执行给阿富汗提供贷款的这个计划。那荣香，我们看到这个大批的民众要逃离喀布尔，现在机场的这个情况也是非常的混乱。那么有报道说，现在塔利班开始阻止阿富汗人民离开喀布尔。那国务院方面对此有什么样的评论？
主要的评论就是听其言，观其行。那么阿富汗塔利班呢，曾经承诺不会报复，也不会阻止那些希望离开阿富汗的人民离开喀布尔的机场。但是呢，我们从一些卫星的画面还有一些新闻报道当中看到了阿富汗的塔利班呢正在阻止一些阿富汗的人民来离开这个机场。美国国务院的副国务卿也就是第二号人物谢尔曼呢，他这个星期三在一场记者会当中表示，目前美国和塔利班呢所交涉的重点就是确保所有人的安全，那么这些人包括了希望平安抵达喀布尔机场，希望平安离开阿富汗的这些人，包括了美国的公民，申请美国特别移民签证的阿富汗人民，还有呢就是第三国的公民。那么接下来我们来看看美国副国务卿谢尔曼在记者会当中是怎么说的。
We have seen reports that the Taliban,contrary to their public statements and their commitments to our government, are blocking Afghans who wish to leave the country from reaching the airport. Our team in Doha and our military partners on the ground in Kabul are engaging directly with the Taliban to make clear that we expect them to allow all American citizens, all third country nationals, and all Afghans who wish to leave to do so safely and without harassment.
是我们刚才看到荣香的播放的这一份这个谢尔曼的他的讲话，是说到了美国的行动。那么耀毅，现在美国有没有和其他的一些国家或者伙伴来进行合作，采取一些行动？
是的，有的。刚才我们也说到，您也提到了，就是拜登总统说呢，这个现在还有在15000名的那个美国人，还有需要帮助的阿富汗人还留在阿富汗，所以呢，美军会继续的留在那边，即使在8月31号之后呢，继续协助来撤离这些需要被撤离的人。那拜登总统也说呢，他另外还会增派6000名的美军进去，来协助维护所有的局势上面的安全。那白宫呢，也在今天已经发出了喀布尔机场最新的一个情况。这个当然也是从国防部而来的一个资讯。他说呢，过去24小时之内已经完成了有2000人的撤离。那么从8月14号开始到现在，已经撤离了7000人。从7月底到现在呢，撤离了12000人。目前已经有5200名的美军在现场，而这喀布尔的机场呢是安全同时开放的。不过刚才让我们听荣翔也说了，就是说呢，也有看到一些讯息显示，国务院也注意到了这个塔利班呢在阻止一些民众前往机场的路上。那这个国际的合作的方面呢，我们知道拜登总统在这个喀布尔被这个塔利班进驻之后呢，他第一位通话的一个外国元首是英国首相约翰逊。那约翰逊他之前呢在的立场是很坚定，说绝对不可以来承认塔利班的。不过呢，现在我们当然知道，在这个阿富汗政府还有这个塔利班在多哈的谈判呢，美国官员也有参加，就可能要过一阵子之后呢，才会知道美国方面是不是会采取跟英国方面是相同的立场。那拜登总统呢，第二个谈话的外国元首是德国总理默克尔，他是在昨天星期三的时候通了电话。那么现在指出呢，预计第三个通话的外国元首呢将会是法国总统马克龙。那三位呢都是这个在北约方面举足轻重的国家，那表示呢这个美国方面也希望跟北约继续合作来稳定阿富汗的局势。 那另外呢，也被批评说拜登总统为什么没有在第一时间就先跟盟国的外国元首来讨论。啊，对此呢，白宫回应是说呢，其实有比较低的层级的官员已经主动跟其他国家交谈了，例如像是从国务院方面，然后这个布林肯国务卿呢已经跟中国以及俄罗斯讨论过共同来撤离的一个议题。所以呢，目前美国试图跟外国一起来合作阿富汗的局势。好了。
是杨颖提到这个美国在和外国一起合作啊，我们知道这个你刚才提到国务院这个国务卿布林肯他也和多国的外长是讨论了这个阿富汗局势的问题。那么荣香在国务院这方面啊，我们知道大家都非常关心，就是美国盟友怎么样理解怎么样解读这个阿富汗的形势。那么美国从阿富汗撤军这整个的一个过程，对于美国的盟友来说所传达的讯息是怎么样？你在这方面掌握到什么样的信息？
这是许多人在问的问题。那么在国务院的记者会当中呢，一些记者问到了美国对于以色列好台湾的承诺如何，因为美国从阿富汗撤军之后呢，对这些盟友所传达的讯息是大家所关注的。那么在刚刚不久之前结束了记者会当中呢，美国国务院的发言人普莱斯他表示，美国将继续致力于维护台海的和平与稳定，美国将继续致力于一个中国政策，还有台湾关系法，还有就是六项保证。美国承诺呢非常坚固，并不会改变，美国将继续这个承诺。那么对于其他的欧洲盟友、其他地区的盟友呢，美国的承诺也不会改变。那官员表示呢，在过去20年当中，美国对阿富汗投注了大笔的资金、人力还有物力，希望协助这个国家成为一个民主的国家，希望协助这个国家呢来取得自我防卫的能力。但是呢，许多人要问一个非常关键的问题：阿富汗的安全部队为什么这么快的就崩溃了呢？那么华盛顿智库战略暨国际研究中心的国际项目主任塞斯·琼斯他告诉美国之音，阿富汗安全部队的士气非常的低落，非常的涣散。那么其中一个原因就是，当美国宣布要从阿富汗撤军之后呢，阿富汗的安全部队知道呢，当地的一些大国，主要大国包括了俄罗斯，包括了中国，包括了巴基斯坦，甚至是伊朗。换句话说呢，除了印度之外呢，当地地区的所有的大国呢都纷纷的表态愿意和塔利班来进行合作，因此就是导致阿富汗安全部队士气涣散的因素之一。那么另外问题就是，随着美军撤退，美国驻阿富汗大使馆的命运如何？因为美国士兵撤退之后呢，谁来保护美国外交官的安全呢？下面我们来看看美国国务院发言人普赖斯怎么说。
Back to your question you asked about August 31st. The fact of the matter is we are going to do as much as we can for as long as we can. If the window is 2 weeks, we will make the most of that window. If the window is slightly longer, we will make the most of that window. We are, in the first instance, always going to prioritize the safety and security of our diplomats on the ground, of the service members who are providing force protection, who are facilitating many of these operations.
是的，我们再说回这个美国的盟友这个问题啊。那么现在有评论认为说，现在阿富汗的局势以及发生了一系列的事件，也给像台湾敲醒了警钟，说美国可能在关键时刻会抛弃这个阿富汗，或者像抛弃阿富汗一样抛弃台湾。那么拜登政府也是面临这样的这个批评。那么包括前总统特朗普他也说在阿富汗事件发生之后，台湾会有坏事发生。那么要以这个白宫还有拜登政府对盟友们的这些担忧又怎么样回应？
是在那方面呢，这个拜登政府是非常坚决的表态说呢，一定会支持台湾。那我们知道台湾有一些政治人物甚至说出了今日阿富汗明日台湾这样的说法。那么拜登总统呢，在8月18号接受 ABC 专访的时候就直接反驳这样的说法，他说呢，中国当然就会讲出这样子的说法。他说呢，其实台湾、韩国、北约、日本对美国来讲都是一样的，只要一方受到了威胁或是被侵略了，美国都会做出回应。并且说呢，这个台湾方面呢也当然做出回应。台湾的这个总统蔡英文呢也马上就是在脸书上发表文章说呢，这个台湾有坚决要防卫自己的决心跟能力。那这个台湾的行政院长苏贞昌呢等也是回应这样的说法，因为拜登总统说其他的国家都是有内，但阿富汗是因为内乱，但是台湾呢韩国是没具有一个团结的中央政府去阻挡坏人对他们做坏事。 那苏贞昌就说呢，这个阿富汗血淋淋教训就开可以看得出来，他们是内部乱，外部想帮忙都帮不了，所以呼吁台湾人本土一定要团结。所以看得出来是在美国这方面呢，是很高调，而且多次的表示，这个美国一定会坚守对台湾的承诺。好了。
是，那么除了这个盟友的担心以外呢，也有评论认为说现在这个局势可能是给中国或者俄罗斯这样的国家一个机会啊，来进行一些舆论的宣传。并且我们看到这个中国政府在周一就表示说中方正在和阿富汗塔利班保持联系和沟通，并且说愿意继续和阿富汗发展合作关系，甚至是为塔利班在洗白。那么荣香，美国国务院方面对此有怎样的评论？
美国国务院表示，一个自主的国家有自主来决定外交政策的权利，但是也必须遵守国际承诺。我们知道中国、俄罗斯、巴基斯坦还有美国呢，都是推动阿富汗和平进程这个政治解决的参与国之一。那么在今年4月30号，这四个国家呢曾经发表一个共同的声明，来强调绝不会支持一个通过武力来取得政权的阿富汗政府。那么这个星期早些时候，在联合国安全理事会的会当中呢，安理会的成员国包括了中国、俄罗斯等国呢，也再次确认了这个原则。因此接下来呢，美国呢还是听其言观其行。那么接下来我们看看美国副国务卿谢尔曼怎么说。
Each country, of course, makes its own decisions about its national security and its foreign policy.That said, I think that the UN Security Council resolution that was passed by consensus, everybody on board earlier this week, speaks to the fact that we are all in the same place, which is calling on the Taliban to ensure justice and equal rights and inclusion, for there to be no violence, for people to be able to leave when they can. So I think right now there is very strong unanimity, as I think has been reported out. Secretary Blinken has spoken to many, many ministers, presidents and prime ministers. And this week he has spoken to both Foreign Minister Lavrov and Foreign Minister Wang Yi to continue our conversations to try to all head in the same direction.
是我们看到有关阿富汗的未来啊，虽然这个塔利班领导人他是在媒体上都表明说时代已经不同了，他们会不会像以前这样这个采取这个严格的措施，他们会说比如说像允许女性受教育啊、就业，包括保护媒体的自由，但是很多人仍然要担心他们是否能履行他们的承诺。那姚毅，白宫在这方面有什么样的回应？
有白宫的副国安顾问范娜呢，在昨天就发出一个视频来表示，拜登政府将会关注阿富汗的妇女权益。我们来看一下怎么说。
The United States is deeply concerned about the plight of women and girls in Afghanistan. We will use every tool at our disposal, political, economic, diplomatic tools, in order to sustain the gains that women and girls have made over the last two decades. And any future government of Afghanistan will be held accountable for how they address this important issue.
那拜登总统呢，28号接受 ABC 电视台专访的时候，也特别讲到说，他说他看到这个机场外面的围墙上有很多阿富汗妇女试图要进去，他说他告诉他的国安团队说，让他们上飞机撤离他们，如果能力所及，带他们的家人一起走。所以呢，拜登政府现在已经很明确表示，将会支持阿富汗妇女的权益。好了。
好的，非常感谢美国之音驻国务院记者站主任张荣香和驻白宫记者耀毅给我们带来的精彩内容，谢谢。撤离阿富汗前夕，塔利班迅速拿下首都喀布尔和阿富汗的大部分地区，东山再起的速度令许多人震惊。美国之音采访了华盛顿郊区的民众，了解了他们对阿富汗陷落和美国撤军的看法，一起来看一看。
I was horrified, and I was especially horrified about the pictures and the video material that came out afterwards, especially those showing Afghan civilians clinging to U.S. military planes as they were attempting to evacuate the airport. It's a very dramatic development, and it's one that I didn't expect to happen, especially so soon. It all seemed very sudden to me.
Honestly, I was just surprised at how fast it was going. I knew this was going to happen. Like, everybody knew this was going to happen. Like, if not for years, at least for months.
I think it was about time, and I'm eager and I'm happy that the Biden administration finally decided to take action and just move and say, it's over. It was about time. And as an American now, I can say that we are going to use that and those resources more and, you know, to focusing on just internal issues here in America, like more substantial.
It's just sad to see all these efforts, all these American soldiers that also died there from the beginning to try to help and rebuild everybody, to all of a sudden just leave without a proper strategy. It's, I don't know if that's necessarily, I think this was probably a bad judgment.
And I feel like it was just echoed of Vietnam, like lessons weren't learned in that war, obviously, that could have been applicable to this one. And I feel like every U.S. general only wanted to, like, bully the country over. Like, their plans, you know, were formulated on kind of let's just over-occupy the country. There was no real strategy president to president to actually provide secure infrastructure.
From a domestic political front, that I fear that the entire blame for this 20-year war will be cast upon him. And there have been many mistakes made along the way, and Biden has pulled the plug. The way in which he did so has proven to be more chaotic than we initially anticipated, but I do worry that he will pay a very high political price for this, and do not think that that's fair.
We need to get the refugees out. We need to get the translator. That we need to get them here. Like, we've done this before, and everyone's saying, "Oh, this is like the fall of Saigon." And there's always the the helicopter pictures over the embassies and everyone's. But the one thing we did do right in Saigon is we got everybody that we could out into Guam, and then we processed them there. We need to do something similar for Afghanistan.
Yeah, I think I'm more concerned about the women and the children who are going to be obviously ruled under old Taliban law that was kind of enforced before. Sharia law was not kind to them. But, you know, there is a side of me that's happy there is stability finally in that country that has just been so torn apart. It didn't take a situation like Syria, you know what I mean? It didn't take that kind of turn, that nasty turn.
Hearing about the Taliban coming into place behind our troops who have left, that's been a concern socially. I understand that it's their country, and the people in that country need to make a decision for themselves as to how they're going to be ruled and governed.
I believe the withdrawal decision is correct, but I don't think that we can equate that with pulling the plug on the country completely. I think that we need to keep skin in the game on a humanitarian level, on an NGO level, working with organizations on the ground, if possible, to try to continue to effect change there and to prevent backtracking completely.
Well, they will have to fix their own problems or issues there, right? So it's like a free country, right? So they will need to deal with that. And we were there for many years, and it's just that they need to solve that internally there, over there.
He's the president of the U.S., so he has to look after American people, which I support 100%. But given the situation of how everything was set up, we should have also taken those people into consideration. And my biggest concern is the long-term effects of this, because now the Taliban is taking over, and hopefully there won't be a repeat of 9/11.
以上就是今天节目的全部内容。感谢您的收看，祝您周末愉快。